Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So what was the highest crime area of New York City in 2010? According to a new mapping project by the local blog DNA Info, it was Midtown Manhattan. They took census numbers, that is, how many people live there, and overlaid them with the city's crime statistics for the new crime and safety report. And joining me to go through some of the numbers and some of the surprises on this map is Murray Weiss, who you may know as the longtime criminal justice reporter and investigative reporter for the New York Post, now a columnist at DNA Info. Hi, Murray. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Midtown has a high rating because it's got a lot of crimes like bag snatching, but a low resident population. So tourists beware.
Correct. But if you live in that area, you have to live with the problem of the thieves and criminals coming through your neighborhood. There's a tremendous amount of burglaries and those kind of property crimes. So if you operate businesses, you live in that area, the criminal element is what you live with, regardless of whether you're a tourist or not. And the criminals don't know who the tourist is versus the resident. Some of the equally surprising numbers are, say, in Manhattan, what you find is that neighborhoods that had been extremely high crime areas actually rate extremely well. In Manhattan alone, obviously neighborhoods like the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side have traditionally been safe neighborhoods, but coming in right behind those two high-priced neighborhoods is Inwood, Washington Heights. West Harlem comes in sixth. Morningside Heights, East Harlem. These are neighborhoods that have seen terrific reductions in crime, and as a result, people are moving there, and the neighborhoods are getting better. And every time they get better, it's a story for the entire city that some of the neighborhoods that you traditionally think are always safe, while they've maintained their levels of safety, say the West Village, they actually rate per capita very low in Manhattan. And neighborhoods that had traditionally, like Washington Heights, there were more than 100 homicides alone in that precinct, say, 20 years ago. Now the murder rate, the level of violence is diminished. And that's sort of the story that you see here on this very interactive website that we've created.
And it is interactive. And people, if you want to use it at DNAinfo.com, you can check the maps and rankings by borough or type of crime or neighborhood or things like shooting incidents versus robberies versus different kinds of crime. So nice job. And we were just talking last week about the spike in shootings in central Brooklyn,
right,
especially over Labor Day weekend. And your map puts Brownsville, Fort Greene, Clinton Hill, Bedford-Stuyvesant at the bottom of the list, the highest crime areas for Brooklyn, with Kensington Borough Park, Bensonhurst, and Sheepshead Bay at the top. But what you seem to be saying is also, don't overestimate the amount of crime from one weekend's activity.
I would say that that's true. I mean, what we did here is I managed to get all the real granular data from that the police department basically keeps with Ray Kelly's hands. You know, the public doesn't really get access to the kind of level of crime details in their neighborhoods that we present here. And what you see is that the trend, we have trend maps going from 1993 to the present. You can see in 2009 and 2010 that we're either at the bottom and we're moving at an inflection point, perhaps upwards. Now, the shootings in Brooklyn, and actually all around town, there was another murder uptown mm-hmm. yesterday. What you have a sense that the level of violence is elevating in New York. And the question is whether that's a weekend anomaly or whether we see weekends of it in a row, which is part of the portrait that seems to be emerging, both statistically and in the newspapers, in the news, in real life.
And let's go into some of the surprising neighborhood-by-neighborhood comparisons. You mentioned some of the surprises in terms of how historically dangerous neighborhoods have improved over time, but East Flatbush on this chart is safer than Park Slope for overall crimes. And if you look at shooting incidents, Park Slope climbs to the safest for Brooklyn. So how do we make sense of that? In what sense is East Flatbush safer than Park Slope?
I think the numbers tell the story, Brian. I think that neighborhoods that once had serious crime levels, the story across the city is that there's vast reductions. People, even when they come to Manhattan, they refer to it as going to the city. The neighborhoods is where people live. And what you can see in our website is that neighborhoods like East Flatbush, crime has come down, the quality of life has changed, and that the level of violence in those communities is safer than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and that these neighborhoods, based on the number of people who live there, which is the standard way of measuring crime in any neighborhood, is actually safer than Park Slope. Those are the facts. In fact, four of the safest neighborhoods on our study are in Brooklyn. Queens, 10 of the top 20 safest neighborhoods are in Queens, and neighborhoods that have the kind of attention that are safe, really, a place like Brooklyn Heights is actually rated 49th. Now, some of the crime levels that are presented in our interactive charts, you just click and you can compare neighborhoods and see what neighborhoods have what type of violence. Now, obviously, Brooklyn Heights their problem may be burglary, car theft, break-ins in their homes, other neighborhoods. East New York, although it's immensely safer than it was 25 years ago, I mean, they used to have 130 homicides in East New York. The murder rate there is like down 90%, but it's still a very densely populated area, and the chances of being the victim of one crime is maybe a little lower than in even neighborhoods that are a lot safer, but it still leads the city as one of the leading neighborhoods for homicide, but at a much, much diminished level.
So say one more time, in what sense Brooklyn Heights has more crime than Mott Haven? Because that was one of the ones that really jumped out at me. Mott Haven in the South Bronx, now statistically safer than Brooklyn Heights. But does it really determine, is it determined by what kind of crime you're discussing?
I think, well, you can on our website see where you're at in terms of different types of crimes, but it's the totality of crime in your neighborhood. That's what people care about. That's what real estate people care about. That's what you care about where you're moving to and from. A key thing is the crime level. So the number of people who live in these areas versus the crime, those are the facts. Areas like Highbridge in the Bronx, if you want to startling thing, Highbridge actually includes Yankee Stadium. That was the murder capital of New York in 1 year. And now it rates, it's even safer than Mott Haven, which you're pointing out. It's 39th out of 69 neighborhoods in New York City.
Especially during home games with all the police presence, right?
So, well, that's true. But, I spoke to Tom Repetto, who was the president of the Citizens Crime Commission, was there 25 years. And he loved this. He saw our website. He flipped out over it. But he pointed out years ago he went on a police ride along in Washington Heights. And when he went out with the cops in their car with them, they insisted that he put on a bulletproof vest. So he went on a ride along with the police, and they were afraid he was going to get injured. So what you see here is what's happened across the city, and that's certain neighborhoods that you initially might think wouldn't be safer statistically than others, they actually are. It's really quite startling, and it's fascinating stuff, and we present some memorable crimes and timelines. So to navigate it and compare your neighborhood to another one, it's pretty easy.
All right. New York City folks, check out that interactive feature at dnainfo.com. Click on Crime and Safety Report. Thank you, Murray Weiss.
Thank you, Brian.